Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary. And it's the 21st of August, 2025. Coming up 7 o'clock in the morning. Just opening the door for the cat to go leaping out. Don't you want to go leaping out? You've been fed. I thought you might want to go leaping out to do your There he goes. Marvellous. I can shut the door. It's a little chilly, but the sun looks like it's shining. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. So that's rather jolly. A week or so ago now, we were very kindly gifted a strimmer for our land project when we get there. And we tested it out the other day, but it has a leak. My friend Ed, it may well be coming over later on today, sometime this morning, after we've been to the farm shop, to see if he can repair it for us. He's a very nice and generous chap. So we've got that on the cards. And also the metal, it's got a metal blade on it, so did sharpen that up as well the other day because he said it's a bit blunt. Hadn't been used for a couple of years, actually. So I'm surprised it was working at all. But actually, you know, it revved up and things. So that's all quite handy. And anyway, so he's going to give it a little once over and see if he can fix it. Apparently, it's got some special magic tape which will stick even if you've got petrol or diesel or other chemicals. It kind of sticks to itself in some fashion. I don't really understand how it works, but that's what it does. We also found some seeds that were given to us not so long ago, which were in a plastic bag. I can't remember where we got them, actually. I put them in a box so that once this contract, you know, the exchange contract and what have you for the land, which is all very exciting, but all very slow. So we were sent some, what is this? Butternut squash. The thing is, I've got to learn when we can sow all these things. So I thought I'd just read you some of the stuff that we've got. Boltardy beetroot. This one says, sow March to July. Blimey. Germination from 7 to 5 days. Well, that's nice. I wonder how long it takes to mature. Not all of them have got labels on them. So you've got Faraday French beans. No idea when that goes. Cress. I guess that's like watercress, is it? Or is that just cress? You know, the tiny little ones. Chard. Winter runner beans. So they could be planted, hopefully, soon. Cauliflower. I like cauliflowers. Rombrock, I guess that's broccoli of some description. PSB, no idea what that could be. PSB, no idea. PSB, PSB, something beans, not butter beans, not one of those other ones. They're like broad beans, no, can't be that. Courgette. AGB. I don't know any of these. That's the trouble. So you don't really know. We were given them. But they were most likely to be proper seeds, not the F Formula One, not the F1 variety, which is the ones that don't do again, I'm sure. Radish. So early cabbage, radish, white cabbage, carrot. Achoo! Sneezes. Bless you. Achoo! Again, excuse me. GH cabbage. I'm not sure what that is. Broccoli de Circo or something. More cabbage. Golden acre, is it? Golden acre. Big looking seeds here, but with no idea what they are. Doesn't say what they are. Oh, wait a minute. Is that the ones that Julia saved? They might be melons. Well, grape, not grapefruit. Watermelon, they might be. Can't remember. This one. Peas. Lovely peas, yes. We all need a nice pea. Parsnips. Fennel. What is that? Anyway, there's still more. Kohlrabi. Curly kale, I assume that is. Nero kale. Something leek. Great winter sprinkle. No, spinach. What's this? MD Prov SQ. SQ, what could that be? No idea. Mystic FB. French beans, I guess. Spinach Medina. And finally, the last one, Runner E. Which I assume is a runner bean. Anyway, so there we go. There we go. What a haul. So I'm hoping that some of those will be all right to plant. Now, of course, we're coming into the winter, so by the time we get on and sort stuff out, it's going to be a bit late, isn't it? So we'll have to do all this in the spring, which just seems so long, far away, but there must be some stuff. Now, we did speak to our friend Sean, who was talking about, you know, potentially you could get some potatoes in for Christmas Day, but you've got to get them in. Well, I don't know we're going to have much of a chance to do that, because not only we've got to prepare the ground, we've also got to get the compost in and sort out our watering system of how to gather water. You know, there's a lot of bits and pieces to do. Anyway, it's nice to know that we've got the seed. So all the preparation work is going on quite jolly. And I suppose a polytunnel would help, wouldn't it, to extend the season. We probably need a couple of those, I would imagine. Or a greenhouse to sort of germinate the seeds so that they stay warm. At the moment, I'm guessing all the farmers and land need some water because we haven't really had any rain. And whilst one can't help but think there's a little bit of manipulation going on by the powers that shouldn't be, at the same time, it is nice to have a old-fashioned summer. Even though people were going to use that as an excuse to say, oh, it's never been hotter. Well, actually, it probably has. And this is really a bit just like the 1970s, really, as I remember it, the early 70s. And of course, it's August, and so you expect summer, because that's what it is, summer holidays. So that's all good. Anyway, so seeds there. What else? Oh, farm shop today, and then we are tomorrow. We've got to go to the Weekend Truther Festival. That's up in Cumbria. That's a long bloody way, I can tell you. Not looking forward. We're going up tomorrow, which is Friday, and of course every bugger will be on the roads on Friday, because it's a bank holiday.
Fridays are normally horrible anyway.
They're normally horrible. But it will be made doubly horrible because it's a bank holiday. And I didn't realise that when I agreed to go, because I thought, because it's early, you see, because it's what it is, today's the 21st, so tomorrow's the 22nd. I always think of the August bank holiday around the 28th, 29th and 30th. It's just that that's fallen foul this year, and so it's come early. And I didn't really think about that when I said, oh, on the 21st, yeah, we can do the 22nd or whatever it was. I said, yeah, we can come up there. That would be great. Thinking it was before the bank holiday, not realising, of course, it is the bank holiday weekend. So that ain't going to be much fun. But we'll be coming back. Probably we'll be coming back on the bank holiday Monday. Well, we'll be coming back on the Sunday, really, Sunday night. We're not going to stay up there too long, unfortunately, because we have to be back for, children and things.
Children and cats and all that. Other responsibilities.
Yes, so we'll leave Sunday night, camp overnight somewhere, and then finish the journey on the bank holiday morning. And with any luck, that won't be so busy, because people will be where they want to be, and we'll be back hopefully by midday latest, and ready to zonk out, I should think. So yes, so that's our busy schedule, as they say.
That's the schedule.
Yeah, schedule. Thank you. What else can I tell you? Can't tell you anything else other than I seem to be bunged up this morning.
Bunged up?
Aye, bunged up. So yes, going to the farm shop, really, to buy food. It's always tricky, isn't it? You go away for a few days, and that's fine. So we need some, what do you call those things? Freezer packs to pack it all down with. And then it's got to last us, but it's got to also last us the journey. Very often it's only 2 or 3 hours, and that's not so bad. But this is going to be like 8 hours of driving, and it's just, you know, quite frightening, really. And maybe longer if there are delays and things. We'll try and leave as early as we can, but Julia can't leave too early because X is working till midnight or something.
Till 11. So he won't get back till at least 11:30, possibly even midnight.
Yeah.
So I won't be able to.
So he won't get much sleep.
So, you know, I'll probably have a kip whilst I wait for him to get back.
Yeah.
But that's all I can do, really. And then zoom over here and get to bed as quickly as possible.
And then I'll be prodding her.
In the morning.
Before she's ready to get up.
Lazy ass out of bed, you'll be saying. And I'll be like, oh, 5 more minutes, my love.
Yes, well, we always set up the bed in the back of the van. You just have to sleep in that, right, as we're driving. But then I need somebody to keep me awake. So,
that's my job.
That's your job. So, yes.
Keep you awake.
So, anyway, we'll cruise on up. So that's not looking forward to that. And the other thing is that because it's, we'll have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we come back. So it's only sort of 3 days, but we're on, and then, into the night. But we'll want to have enough food to last. And the problem with these truth festivals, or any festival that you go to, any of these events, is that the food there is always expensive. You know, it's like £10 a meal. Which is quite a lot for an everyday thing. Some people would just go, you just pay and buy the food. But also, sometimes it's not terribly to your taste. It's not, you can't know the provenance of it. Even at these so-called the truth festivals, people come in and they've got their burgers, and you think, where's that come from? And they don't know. So,
comes from the abattoir, mate.
Oh, yeah. Like, all meat comes from the abattoir, you twit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, we will have to face that conundrum. The only thing that would be, on the way up, I suppose, which is a bit late then, is that we often look for farm shops. But they could be a bit of a detour. We don't want to do too many detours on the...
They could be a complete hit and miss, couldn't they?
And certainly it would be better to hit one on the way down, but we won't do that because it's A, it's a Sunday, and B, we'll be trying to make as much progress as possible so that when we camp out at night, we've only got 2 or 3 hours left to go, and it would have been a long old day. So, yeah, in some respects, one just wishes one hadn't got the booking at all, although, you know, it's nice to do these things and show one's face and be part of it all. But at the same time, the logistics is an issue, especially as we're just quite busy at the moment.
If only it was Hope Sussex we were at this weekend, because that's
They've got one out there, have they?
Yeah, they've got their Freedom Festival
this
weekend.
Could we not swap?
yeah, I was wondering that.
Because that's only an hour away, you see.
As much as I sometimes abhor that journey, I don't know why those particular roads are quite, what's the word? Potholed.
Yes.
Dodging those is quite mad. But no, I'd much rather do that 1 hour. Horrible road.
I'd rather do an hour's journey than 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever it's going to be. And then next month, we've got to do it all over again because we're going up to bloody Scotland.
Yeah, up past Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, to get to...
Oh, yes.
Creef.
Up to Creef.
And then to Turnberry.
Oh.
All very exhausting, but I'm looking forward to those ones because at least we're going up there for a longer stint.
Yes. We can recover on that, but I have to say, after that, I don't think I should be doing any of these long journeys after that for a while. Last year and this year, to a degree, we've done quite a bit of these long journeys. The poor old van is getting knackered by it all, and my pocket is becoming depleted because they don't pay.
They barely cover the fuel half the time, do they?
No.
It really annoys me when people call you a shill and you're out for money, this, that and the other. It's goodness grief, they don't know the half of it.
It really is.
It disappoints me very, very badly.
I mean, many people expect you to turn up for nothing. And then sometimes they'll give you 50 quid to cover the fuel and you've put in 70, you know. So you're 20 quid down and then it's the days that you're there trying to impart one's opinion. And then after a while, you realise you're just seeing the same old people. And it's like, well... And also they see me on... blooming YouTube.
Yeah, you never know what to say because it's like, well, they've heard everything on the channel.
They've heard it all. They know what I stand for and all of that. They know the journey I've been down.
We're not whinging about the organisers or anything, you know. Big respect to everybody who puts these things on, but...
And it's like, well, if my books were ready, which they're not, I could at least sell the books and that would be something and people could get a signed copy and have a book and a photo and all those usual things. But I can't, they're not even ready. And I'm still waiting for bloodylulu.com to send me a copy. I have to say, they've become a lot less reliable. I don't want to use Amazon because they're such a huge corporation. I need to find another print-on-demand company that's smaller and family-run.
Anita, find another small family-run printer.
So, yeah, I've got to do that. And then I will get these things printed out, but once that's done, I mean, no doubt by the time the books are printed, you know, the contracts will be signed and sealed for the land and it'll be all go on that. So everything's sort of going to be quite busy and we will be on the case. And of course, we'll be making videos which we will put on the English Couple channel and I'll promote them on the normal channel, on the Richard Vobes channel. So, yeah, anyway, there we are. That's it. Sorry, a bit moany today. What day of the week is it? Thursday.
Thursday.
So you've got to go and get your son organised. Yeah. And I'll go and upload this. Well, thank you for listening. And if you don't hear from us for a few days, you'll know why. If you don't hear from us ever after that, you'll know something terrible has happened. Let's hope not. Anyway, till next time, from Julia and I.
Have a lovely day.
Bye for now.